Good afternoon, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and I am back with another QAnon video. This is my video for Friday, July 20th. The subject of this video is John and Tony Podesta, according to Q. And let us dive in with the announcement by Tucker Carlson a couple days ago, who cited two unnamed sources saying that Robert Mueller has requested a limited immunity deal for Tony Podesta. I thought it would be good to go through and just kind of look at what Q has said about John and Tony Podesta. This will be a fairly short video, I think. Q has not posted recently, not since July 4th, but QAnon posts can still be found at QAnon.pub, QAnon.posts, and a few other websites. We're going to start with two tweets by the president about Tony Podesta on October 31st, 2017. The president tweeted out, "The biggest story yesterday, the one that has the Dems in a dither, is Podesta running from his firm. What he knows about the crooked Dems is earth-shattering. He and his brother could drain the swamp, which would be yet another campaign promise fulfilled. Fake news week." Notice week was spelled W-E-A-K. So these are two tweets by the president about Tony on news that he had left his lobbying agency, which he had been with for 30 years. Podesta stepped down from his agency when it was announced that Robert Mueller had indicted Paul Manafort and Rick Gates on a variety of different charges. What was interesting is that in the indictment, two companies were named, Company A and Company B, and it was announced that the Podesta Group was Company B. They had received $2 million in offshore funds from Manafort. Once that was announced, Tony stepped down from his company. They shuttered everything within a couple of weeks. They had laid off all their employees, and that was the end of the Podesta lobbying group. So on October 31st, the same day that the president tweeted out about Tony Podesta, Q posted this. "There are more good people than bad, speaking of government. The wizards and warlocks," which is an inside term, "will not allow another satanic evil POS to control our country. Realize that Soros, Clintons, Obama, Putin, etc. are all controlled by three families. The fourth was removed post Trump's victory." 11-3, November 3rd, Podesta would be indicted. 11-6, Huma Abedin would be indicted. Manafort was also placed into Trump's camp, as well as others. We also know that Carter Page was placed in as a plant by the FBI. Q says over here on the right side, "The corruption that will come out is so serious that deals must be cut for people to walk away. Otherwise, 70% of elected politicians would be in jail." People have asked, isn't this a contradiction? On the left hand, Q says there's more good people than bad. On the right hand, Q says if they don't make deals, 70% of elected politicians would be in jail. We have to make a distinction here between government employees, which is millions of people, and elected politicians, which is only a few hundred people. So a lot of elected politicians are corrupt, but there are not that many bad people in all of government. Speaking of politicians being given deals, Q has alluded to the fact that many senators and representatives in the House are not running for re-election because they were given a choice. Either they could withdraw and not run for re-election, or their crimes would be exposed this year. And a lot of them chose not to run. So Q goes on to say, "You are seeing it already. A deep cleaning is occurring, and the prevention and defense of pure evil is occurring on a daily basis. They never thought they were going to lose control of the presidency, not just Dems. And they thought they had control since they made past mistakes, JFK and Reagan. Godspeed, Patriots. P.S. Soros is targeted." So October 31st, this is the same day the president tweeted out about Tony Podesta. Q says that John Podesta is going to be indicted in, I think it would be 4 days from then. So many people have assumed that because there is no publicly available news to corroborate the claim that it never happened. There are three possibilities regarding that claim, and I'm just going to walk you through them right here, just, you know, looking at simple logic. Number one, it's possible that Q was mistaken and that John Podesta was never indicted. Possibility number two is that Q knew Podesta wasn't going to be indicted, but made the claim anyway for a strategic reason. Could have been disinformation. Possibility number three is that Podesta was indicted and it has not yet been publicly disclosed. So those are your three possibilities. It's a little dangerous to think that if there was an indictment, we would know about it, because indictments are not always made public. There are lots of sealed indictments in federal courts. And although no public indictment of Tony Podesta was announced, there was plenty of evidence to suggest he may have been indicted by Robert Mueller. This paragraph is from the New York Times article on the Manafort and Gates indictment. And it says, neither Tony Podesta nor anyone at the Podesta Group has been publicly charged in the case, but Mr. Mueller has subpoenaed the firm and its employees for documents and testimony related to their work and interviewed roughly half a dozen people about Tony Podesta's involvement. And the Podesta Group has withered under scrutiny. Its employees were informed in a tearful meeting on Thursday that they may stop receiving paychecks after next week, according to people in attendance. So there's evidence here that suggests that Tony Podesta may have been indicted, even though there isn't any public evidence of it. On November 3rd, Q posted this. It was a very long post. This is just a little part of it. Where is John Podesta? Where is Tony Podesta? Did one or both escape the country and was let out? Where is Barack Obama? Where was Barack Obama yesterday? What's the difference between commercial and private regarding security clearance for departure? Who is the TSA head? Very different rules regarding TSA clearance. If you're flying private, you essentially can bypass TSA. If you are flying commercial, you have to go through TSA. So, interesting that on the 31st, the president tweeted that Tony Podesta was running from his firm. And a few days later, Q suggested that the Podestas had actually gone somewhere. Where they went, I don't know. Q posted this on November 14th. How do you capture a very dangerous animal? Do you attack it from the front? Do you walk through the front door? Do you signal ahead of time you'll be attacking? How do you distinguish between good and bad? Who do you trust to keep secrets? How do you prevent leaks? Who do you trust to complete the mission? How do you prevent warnings from being sent? Why is Admiral Rogers so important? Why would sealed indictments be outside of DC jurisdiction? What purpose would this serve? Why are judicial appointments being rapidly completed? Who can you trust? Have faith, patriots. Q. So this top part here is Q's way of alluding to the fact that if Jeff Sessions and or the president wanted to prosecute the deep state in the swamp, it wouldn't work if they did it from inside DC, because there would be information leaked. They would know what was going on. They would interfere with the process. It just would not work. So Q asks, why would sealed indictments be done outside of DC? This is in November. In March, it was revealed that Jeff Sessions had appointed John Huber, a U.S. attorney from Utah, for prosecution of the swamp. Q wrote, future proves past, revealed that Sessions has appointed someone outside of DC long ago. What are sealed? Reread drops regarding Podesta and Huma. You have more than you know. So Q here in March, March 10th, is pointing us back to the drops about Podesta and Huma and the fact that he said that they were indicted in November. Now, a lot of people would say, well, that's crazy. They weren't indicted. However, Sessions did say that John Huber had been working on these cases since at least November. You can't just assume that the Podestas and Huma Abedin were not indicted because there isn't any public mention of it. This next post is very long. I actually broke it into two sections. I'm just going to read it for you. and give you a little bit of commentary. This was from May 7th. Q said, think logically, mass exodus in D.C., talking about all the people who are not running for re-election. Mass exodus, corporate CEOs. Why? Who has the power? Who has control? If POTUS was not in control, would they be retreating? Who is the Attorney General? Who must approve the firing and dismissal of DOJ officials? And Q has previously given us a long list of people that have been fired from the DOJ. Q said, reread the DOJ organizational changes, open source or in the pipeline. Who is the FBI director? Who must approve the firing and dismissal of FBI agents? Reread FBI organizational change, open source, more in the pipe. And Q has given us lists of both people in the FBI and DOJ that have been fired. Lots of top level people. If Sessions and Ray are DC swamp, deep state, why are they cleaning their respective houses? Use logic. Why are they slow walking unredacted data? Why are they slow walking document disclosures? Why is the White House backing up the DOJ? Now, Q here is alluding to the fact that when the president tweets out, where is the DOJ? Why isn't Sessions doing something? How come there's such unequal justice? Q has been telling us for a long time that this is all an act, that Trump is actually in support of the DOJ and Sessions, but this is an act. Speaking of the unredacted data document disclosures that Congress has requested, Q asked, what if the same data is being used by other investigators? What does it mean if a grand jury is impaneled? Well, if a grand jury is impaneled, it means they're hearing testimony and they're reviewing evidence from the DOJ and the FBI. And those documents could not be made public because it would taint a grand jury. Q asked, why are confusing questions asked as to the outcome regarding Mueller? What would be the purpose of creating confusion? Ooh, maybe keep the deep state off balance. What was Sessions' Senate confirmation vote? Sessions barely squeaked by. What was Rosenstein's Senate confirmation vote? Rosenstein was almost unanimous. If Rosenstein is dirty, Mueller must also be dirty. If Mueller is dirty, Rosenstein is dirty. Common denominator, right. They were both involved in Uranium One. Mueller was head of the FBI. He approved Uranium One. Rosenstein was U.S. attorney for Maryland, where the Uranium One was prosecuted. Why did Sessions pick Rosenstein? Well, we know that Sessions picked Rosenstein because we knew that the deep state would see him as an ally. They would trust him. Everyone has an opinion. Few have the facts. Few know the plan. Midterms, save and push. Swing voters to retake the House and Senate. Impeachment proceedings, open source, initiated. Power at all costs. Blue wave, use logic. So Q here is saying that if you look at what the opponents of the president are doing, they're obviously making a last-ditch effort to get control of the House and Senate so they can try to impeach Trump, so they can save their butts from going to Gitmo. Going to move on to the second part of this post. And Q wrote, use logic. Why must the DOJ and FBI be cleaned first? What is the DOJ responsible for? DOJ prosecutes. What is the FBI responsible for? They investigate. Why did Hillary get a free pass? Because there were corrupt people in the FBI and DOJ who let her have a free pass. And if you don't want the same thing to happen to everybody else in the Obama administration, they have to clean out the FBI and DOJ first, and it's happening. Q says, use logic, define single shooter. Who is Huber? So Q asks, who is Huber? And then says, oh, we have a single shooter here. One person who is going to be responsible for the prosecution, one person that they trust. Sessions is putting all of his eggs in one basket. Q says, define Inspector General. When does Sessions step back in? Has he already? Yes. Sessions is working with the Inspector General and is working with Huber. He is involved in this. He's just not involved through Rosenstein. Why did Sessions secretly engage Huber? Why did Sessions reveal Huber? He secretly engaged Huber because he didn't want the swamp to know that they were being prosecuted and that grand jury hearings were already underway, and sealed indictments were being piled up. He revealed Huber in March because it was time for us to know what the plan was. Timing is everything. DOJ does not discuss ongoing investigations or confirm specific matters. What about the active investigation into leaks? Here we have a quote. Horowitz oversees a nationwide workforce of more than 450 special agents, auditors, inspectors, attorneys, and support staff whose mission is to detect and deter waste, fraud, abuse, and misconduct in DOJ programs and personnel, and to promote economy and efficiency in the department operations. Q goes on to say this, about, and we're going to switch gears here. Why did MP Mike Pompeo step into the CIA prior to becoming Secretary of State? They are deeply connected. Think offshore. Q has previously suggested that the deep state has deep pockets, that they have a lot of money in offshore accounts. Pompeo was at CIA for a year because the CIA is the most dangerous agency with respect to the president, and Pompeo is the one person, probably more than anyone else, that the president trusts. Pompeo went into the CIA, did damage control, assessed what was needed as far as changes, and would recommend those changes to Gina Haspel, who has been a career CIA person. Gina Haspel will now be kind of responsible for making the changes. Pompeo moves over to Secretary of State. He goes to the State Department, the other part of the swamp, and he is analyzing the State Department. He'll make recommendations for changes. Who knows, he may move on from Secretary of State, or he might stay there and facilitate the changes. Q says, is military intel providing support during this time? Of course they are, because you can't really trust the three-letter agencies in the State Department. So the president has been relying heavily on the Defense Intelligence Agency and military intel to provide information. Why are select executive orders aggressively being written and put into law? That is to mitigate the damage of the deep state. State Department and CIA next? You betcha. Because FBI and DOJ are being cleaned, they're now going to be working on State Department and CIA. Think logically, no outside comms, Justice Q. No outside comms. Q has said this many times. Q and the team do not communicate through anyone, anywhere, on any board, any platform, other than right here on 8chan on his board. There are all these accounts out there on Twitter, Eye the Spy, Back Channel 17. Some of them have claimed to be working with Q and have Q inside information. Q has actually come out and confirmed that many of them are fakes and LARPs. The latest one to come on the scene is R-Anon. Since Q hasn't posted for the last, 16 days now, this R-Anon person has jumped up on the chans and is posting, and everyone is all excited about R-Anon. They're thinking that this account might be connected to JFK Jr., that he faked his death. I am just going to tell people to be very, very careful about who you follow. Q has said there are no outside comms with anyone. He's not working with anyone other than what he posts on this board. So I am not interested in R-Anon. I'm not interested in any of his other accounts. Will Q come back? I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and see. While I'm waiting for Q to come back, I'm going to continue doing these topical videos on subjects that we haven't had a chance to dive into very deeply. On June 15th, Q posted this. This is the latest thing that Q had to say about the Podestas. And this is part of a much larger post. This is just the last part of it. The bridge, Podesta Group, the bridge between the media, FBI, DOJ, and Hillary and other politicians. Why did the Podesta Group close? Public charges? No. Why did it close? When did Huber start? November? JP, John Podesta, and Huma, November. So we're going back to those initial drops by Q. Sealed. Do they know? Why did the Podesta Group close? Okay, so Q here is saying, look, make some connections. Was it a coincidence that the Podesta Group closed at the end of October, early November? Same time Q dropped about John Podesta and Huma being indicted. same time Huber started. Is all of that a coincidence, or are they related? No leaks? Who else knows? Hillary deal request. Why? IG goes to Huber. So Q here is suggesting that Hillary found out about the indictments, found out she was going to be indicted, and asked for a deal. Because, as I said, Sessions is taking all the prosecution of the deep state through Huber's office in Utah. Can the Inspector General disclose evidence in pending criminal cases in public disclosures and reports? Of course not. Why not? Because grand juries are impaneled, and if they hear about it, it will taint or bias the grand juries. Everyone has an opinion. Clickbait. Cute. One more thing I want to share here real quick. This is from January. Q says counter-narrative went out at 4 a.m. to the mainstream media contractors like clockwork. Q is often referred to this when you read news articles and headlines that are almost identical. It's because the mainstream media contractors receive their marching orders from the deep state at 4 a.m. Russian bots was the narrative back in January, that all of us people on Twitter who were supporting Trump, we were all Russian bots. And the newspapers and the mainstream media outlets all report the same thing because that's what they're told. These people are really, really stupid. Desperation, fear. When does a bird sing? When it's caged. Nobody is safe. No deals. Mainstream media contractors, goodbye. Fight, fight, fight. Q. For those of you who are watching General Flynn, he did change his background again. And this is a very interesting background. Many of us are looking and just kind of observing his background. He hasn't posted on Twitter since, I think, December of last year. But he has been changing his background pretty regularly. And some of us are taking it as a visual cue as to where we are in the overall plan. So be encouraged, patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Praying Medic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.